Day 17. Response Ability. What you say and how you respond in the midst of challenging situations will have a great impact on how long you stay in the situation. Go ahead and take your action guide out, and let's go ahead and fill in some blanks here. I'm going to read some questions to you, and then we're going to give you some time to think about that. Question number one, what happens to you when you meet with a situation that appears to be foiling your plans for your law of attraction mock-ups? And number two, do you respond with resistance and complacence? Number three, do you say, I wonder how this might serve my higher good? And number four, do you think, I know everything has been ordained and planned out for me by my divine partner, so I know there is good coming from this situation? So I want you to just take a few minutes and answer these questions, kind of soul search, and answer these questions as truthfully as you can. Your response to a bump in the road is vital to the force and direction and flow of movement, or lack thereof, towards accomplishing your dreams. Your response dictates how quickly you move into your deepest fulfillment. Okay, I'd like you to consider these three questions. What if nothing that happens to you is a mistake? What if you were actively creating endless opportunities to take spiritual steps towards enjoying the divinity and joyousness that the universe had meant for you to experience? What if you responded with celebration and happiness over each obstacle, knowing it was bringing you closer to enlightenment and your God state? True wealth and abundance is yours when you align your heart and your heart song with the essence of love, appreciation, and gratitude for everything. You may discover that the very things you thought were obstacles were actually the vehicles for your life's fulfillment. The vision process is always self-examination. It is never, God, I want this, make this happen. It is always, what do I have to do to become the vision, to live it, to manifest it, to reveal it? The visioning process, then, is the process of transformation for an individual. I think back to the times in my life when I really needed to produce a miracle. These were times of great need. My first evidence of a miracle was the day I collapsed in my living room floor at age 24. At this time, I weighed 96 pounds, was a mother of three small children, and was recently separated from my husband. I was dying from the circumstances related to cancer. My marriage was over, but the divorce still lay ahead. It felt like a bomb had gone off in my life, and it was spinning out of control. As I went down to the floor, my life passed before me. I knew in my heart that I was dying right there and then. I took stock as I lay on the floor, not moving. I must admit, I was startled and shocked that life could be over in a matter of hours. I lay on the floor praying for the strength to get up. I searched my memory for the details of what was important for me in my life and the reasons why I needed a miracle now. My father had previously commented to me in a somewhat negative way about my strong-willed personality. As I lay on the floor, this strong will and tenacity served me well. I felt unwilling to succumb to my circumstances. I had soul work that was unfinished, and I needed to stay. I needed to stay. I had to witness my offspring transform from children into adults. I knew there was more to my life than what I experienced up until this point. I imagined the happiness and joy that life had to offer. Feeling myself firmly planted in this new created image of a long and vibrant life, I begin to feel life force flowing in my veins. I did get up off the floor that day and began a 6-month process of restoring my body. I crawled into the kitchen where I had my first food, the first food I'd been able to eat in weeks, a bite of Mrs. Gras' chicken noodle soup. I remember that like it was yesterday. I started with that first bite and then force-fed myself over the next few weeks. The nutritional components to my recovery eventually became natural and easy for me. Over the next 6 months, I managed to gain 45 pounds. My health challenges were not over, but I was committed to recovery. When creating a miracle, the fuel for this phenomenon is often the potential of an unbearable future or crisis. When the need is great, human beings will fortify their position with as much support as possible. 4 fundamentals to fortify miraculous creation: will, intention, clarity, and focus. When you are passionate about an outcome, your capacity to magnetize is amplified. There is a real difference between looking for someone to fix you and gathering your resources and support for fortification and regeneration. You are responsible for healing your financial and abundant life. No one outside can fix you. You have to feel the passion in your bones and take the journey. Willingness, intention, clarity, and focus create the space where miracles occur. This program is incredible for opening the channels to abundance in all areas. Dynamic shifts occur when you follow the process. And let's all just say again, I'm ready for a miracle. I am ready for a miracle. Yes, yes, say yes. And we're ready for a miracle with our homework. All right, increase your energy with a fresh gratitude list, 5 new things. Practice your meditation. Contemplation. Think about 3 circumstances that you found recently challenging or concluded that something might be wrong. And I want you to write down these 3 circumstances. So you're going to be writing these into your guidebook. And once you've gotten those 3 circumstances written down, I want you to go back and think about how each circumstance helped you in some way. Write down the positive spin under each of the circumstances. And then we'll just go ahead and get those notes to self on charting your progress. What I saw during my abundance meditations, what I felt, what I realized, what I generated, 1, 2, 3. And notice any changes in yourself. Have you become calmer, resolved, capable? Anything that you notice at all. And let's go ahead and celebrate those victories. All right. May it be with the blessings of the Supreme Being that whatever happens in this grand 21-day abundance program be a benefit and joy for you, your lifestyle, and for the ones you love. May the entire world be filled with health, vitality, abundance, and peace. Amen. Blessings and light for your day of transformation. Yahoo!